This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. The Pope calls for dialogue as U.S.-Iran tensions soar. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
Pope Francis is calling for dialogue and self-restraint in his first public comments amid soaring tensions between the U.S. and Iran after a U.S. airstrike killed Iran's top general in Iraq. During his Sunday noon blessing, Francis warned, "War brings only death and destruction." He led the tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in a silent prayer for peace. Francis had hoped to visit Iraq this year to minister to the Christian minorities that have been targeted by the Islamic State group. Vatican officials and local Catholic bishops in Iraq have voiced concern about the impact of any new conflict on the weakest and most marginal. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Meanwhile, as VOA's Lattice Hook reports, there are some who are optimistic that cooler heads will prevail.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely despite the angry rhetoric. Persian Gulf nations are eager to prevent a war in their vicinity, says analyst Barbara Leaf.
The UAE and Saudi Arabia have been very muted in what they've said, but the theme of their comments is essentially time for de-escalation, time for a political approach to resolving these issues.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
An earthquake of magnitude 6.6 struck just off Puerto Rico at a shallow depth of 7 kilometers. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey on Tuesday. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that there was no significant threat of a tsunami to the region. The quake's epicenter was just south of Indios. 5.8 magnitude earthquake off the southern coast of Puerto Rico Monday damaged homes and destroyed a rock formation on the beach that had